Hello, my name is Jasmine Lee, and I am not your mama's astrologer. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new week, a new Monday, a new opportunity to accept and go with this insatiably large growth edge that we are all in right now. It's a big one, you guys, and I feel like every week I maybe beat a little bit of the same drum, but I say that because there's so many planets in Taurus right now. So many. All of the Taurus, all of the vibes. So let's break down Taurus energy. Taurus is about stability. Taurus is about resource. Taurus is about what keeps us safe. Am I safe? Are you a safe person? Is this a safe situation? It rules food. It rules finances. It rules comfort. It's ruled by Venus, the planet of love. So high road of imbibing and embodying this Taurus energy is love, is embodying your own version of love for yourself, love for the planet, love for others. Wherever Taurus is in your chart is what's truly here in the soup to be worked with. So you can go into your chart and see what house represents Taurus to you. And that's where all this work has been for so many weeks. But we're at an apex. This week is a bigger week because it almost feels like we're adding a very important chapter to the Taurian story we've been writing since the beginning of April. And today, Monday, there is a Uranus Kazemi. Kazemi is my favorite astrology word, you guys. It's just like, it's so cute, Kazemi. And I love always what a Kazemi means, which means the planet that I'm talking about, Uranus, is right in the sun. So as you can imagine, anything that is right in the sun is, this is the energy that's burning right now. This is the energy that is sunshine and big and really in the spotlight, because there's no bigger spotlight than the sun. And Uranus is the planet of disruption. Uranus is the planet of big, big change. And so I think I've been saying this for a couple weeks now, and it is true, go big or go home. You know, it's so easy, and in Taurian energy, extra easy to want to go with what's comfortable, to want to go with what feels safe. And it's kind of ironic in that this week is more about maybe what I have been doing to keep me safe is also the thing that's been keeping me smaller. Maybe the way in which I have been expressing myself, the way I've been working, the way I've been dreaming, the way I've been doing my daily life and rituals, again, wherever Taurus falls in your chart, needs an overhaul. Even if you don't know where Taurus falls in your chart, what if you just sat with yourself and thought of the ways in your life, the pockets of your life, that you have become complacent, that you have become comfortable, that you've become afraid to change, because who wants to rock that wagon? But the truth is, with Uranus Kazemi, it has to change. It's being highlighted to change. It's forcing you. It's kind of like you're walking down the road and the Kazemi comes and pushes your back and makes you stumble forward. And it's how we catch ourselves. It's how we move ourselves forward after the stumble that really has a lot to teach us, tell us, and show us ourselves. We're ever evolving. We're ever moving. And the truth is, it doesn't matter what self-help book you read. It doesn't matter what trend you're on. It doesn't matter what journey you're on. There's always going to be blind spots, and there's always going to be places in which we're going to be hurting. To think otherwise is folly. To think that there is some magical thing that you could be doing that would make you an ultimately healed person is faulty thinking. And to me, I was just talking about this with a friend this weekend. It is the foundation of what self-help is sold on. It sells you on a dream that if you would just fill in the blank, you would reach healing. And yes, to healing, we can all heal. That's true. But to forsake our monsters and to say that we slay all of our dragons is a level of egotism, maybe even, that we can't live up to. It's a level of id that I don't think is for us as striving human beings on this planet. So when I say Uranus is in a Kazemi right now, I'm saying, what can you change right now that would change you ever so slightly in a way that puts you on a new path? Because I think we're all ready in some way to learn something new and to be something new and to see something new inside of ourselves. And those of us that don't like change and those of us that resist change, this is going to feel really sticky. This energy, it's going to be a hard week because fortune favors the brave and Jupiter is right in this. And I've told you this the last couple of weeks too. Jupiter's along on this ride. So we are going to get rewarded. We have like great love for us here when we take the leap. Great love when we jump off our proverbial cliffs and feel the in-between before impact of wherever we're jumping to. I see this week as the in-between, as the big leap, the butterflies in our stomach, the fear, the anticipation, the not knowing. It's so interesting how it seems like we always need to know. And the thing about Taurus is it moves very slow. This is not like, I need to change everything today. No, it's Uranus is fast, big energy, but it's in Taurus. So it's going to be like big dick energy, meet Mr. Magoo. You know, we're going to move at an interesting pace because on the one hand, energetically, it's going to feel intense and fast as Uranus does. But spiritually, it's really the beginning of a big journey. It's the beginning of the new adventure of yourself. And if we can look at it that way, because then on the 18th, Jupiter is going to have a Kazemi. And so then comes the reward. The 18th is such an auspicious day to see where our decisions landed, to see where we decided to shift and how that's going to, you know, project out into the future a little bit. We're going to get a little nugget, a little something, and it's Venusian, so it's going to be wrapped in light, wrapped in love. And maybe we don't love ourselves enough right now because we're at the cliff where we're afraid to jump. And I know that feeling where it feels big, where this week on some level feels big. And some of us don't even know why it feels thus, you know? And then it seems as though our thoughts are going to catch up to us midweek. So Wednesday, Mercury is going to join the Taurus party. And so our thoughts will be able to slow down. So here's like the vibe, right? Right now, our thoughts are in Aries, which is fast. Cardinal, let's go. Let's start it. Let's get it on. But once on Wednesday, it moves into Taurus, it's going to catch up with what I'm talking about, with this big change, but slow. Big shifts, but foundational. Big growth, but in our souls, not our fingertips, you know? And that kind of work comes from our solar plexus. It comes from our root. It comes down, 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 all the way down through our feet, down to our ancestors, down to all of the ways in which we've denied the very core of where we needed to go next because we were so busy being comfortable because Taurus loves comfort. And now Taurus is teaching us what the shadow side of itself is. And if we're willing to get a little uncomfortable, and if we're willing to make a really big shift, and if we're willing to forget what we think we know. I love right now the shirt I'm wearing. To those of you who are just listening, the word says slow. Totally unintentional, right? On purpose, obviously, without being on purpose. That's how the energy works. You know, we're always being spoken to by the universe. And I really believe that there's always information for us that's just beyond our reach. And we have to go slow and we have to take it back. We have to go down to the roots of who we thought we were, who we are now, and who we're wanting to be, and see where the contrast is and see where the imposter is. Because there's some part of us that isn't being true to this path. And that's where Uranus says, oh, that's what's got to change, that piece, because it's not in tandem or not in alignment with where you want to go. How often do you hear people say, why does this always happen to me? This is the great like sentence of this astrological time. It's looking into that deeper. Why does that always happen to you? What is something that you feel like always happens to you. You, no matter what, you can't find the right love. You can't find the right job. You can't, you know, find the right routine, the workout routine, the eating habit. Why does it always happen to me that I fall back? Why does it always happen to me that I get dumped? Why does it always happen to me that my job doesn't satisfy me? It's like these are really fundamental questions. And if there is a pattern, then I hate to break it to you, to me, to the cosmos, but the problem is you. The problem is me. Like if the same thing keeps happening to me over and over again, then obviously there's a lesson here that I'm not picking up on. I am not picking up what it is laying down, so it will continue to lay it down until I am willing to pick it up. So this is a week to pick it up. Pick all of it up. Anything that feels out of accordance with who you want to be, because you can be anything. I know, this is a very like kindergarten mentality. What do you want to be when you grow up? But truly, do we ever grow up? Do we ever grow out of ourselves? We do and we don't, is the answer to that. And the moment we lose the childlike sense of wonder, of possibility, well, that's when stuff really starts to go south. That's when we really start to get sad. That's when Uranus comes in and says, wake up, wake the fuck up, you guys. This isn't working. And there's a lot that isn't working, but there's a lot that's there to support the shift. When Jupiter is here, Venus will be here. You know, it's this like beautiful opportunity to just love and be loved in return for the work and the progress that you're willing to make. But you have to be willing to make it. So then Wednesday, here comes Mercury. It's going to stroll into Taurus too, and it's going to slow it down. And all of a sudden, the pieces will start to fit and flow more reasonably well. Because if we're going a million miles a minute in our mind, how can we ever like fall into pace with what's being asked of us? All of these mountains we're carrying, we're only supposed to climb them, you know? Mountains out of molehills. That's what we do. That's what we create when our brains and our thoughts move faster than our soul shifts. And then we get down on ourselves, and then we start to feel the unease that something is wrong when truly we're just shifting and there never really is anything wrong. Our minds just kind of trick us into thinking there is. So with this Mercury moving into Taurus, it's going to square the planet of transformation. It's going to square Pluto. So we've got Uranus playing the game. We've got Pluto playing the game. We've got righteous transformation at our fingertips. Are you going to waste that? I really hope not. I hope I don't either. I mean, I can't say for sure energetically where I'm at this week, because I'm feeling the weight of the Uranian energy, and there feels like on some level a pressure to do something. And so I think maybe my medicine is to sit in that, is to sit in, okay, I kind of ran myself ragged, as I told you last week, trying to do things that I thought were going to shift things, and then I fell flat on my face. So I'm digging into the lesson of slowness and waiting for Mercury to catch up and better able to vocalize and shift what it truly is I'm thinking versus how I'm acting and receiving. Because also, Taurus energy is about how we receive, how we get resourced, how we fill ourselves back up to build those foundations. So that's up. And you know, the theme of it is change. And then on Sunday, we get this huge burst of intense energy as Mars and the North Node come together. This is really a lot, you guys, you know? To those of us who don't hold Aries energy well, it can be grumpy AF. It can be really testy. It can be really feisty. It can be really restless. And with all this energy asking us to go slow, Aries is going to be like, I hate that. And that's okay. It's okay to not want to slow down. It's okay. So Sunday's going to give us this burst of energy that we can do what we will with it. Maybe some of us are going to fight. Maybe some of us are going to get righteously productive. I don't know. It's mystery box, you guys. And I'm here for it, whatever it is. So the card I pulled, oh, I really like this. The card I pulled for today is called Building Blocks. That's so Taurian, you guys. It's so foundational. It's what are the colors you're using to paint your life? And how are they working in conjunction with you? Because sometimes it feels like we own the world, and then other days the world owns us. And I was talking to someone the other day and I said, if you could be anything, if you don't like your job, if you can be anything, what would you be? And he said, I've never even thought about that. How about that, you guys? I've never even thought about that. What are some of the possibilities, chances, and foundations you've never really thought about yet? That's the juice. That's the magic. Those are the building blocks. That's it. What are the things that you have not allowed or not even shifted enough to think about that are right there for you? You just have to be willing to change. You just have to be willing to shift. This isn't asking you to change fundamentally who you are as a person, but it is asking you to challenge who you think you are. Who do you think you are? You know? I think a lot of things all the time, but it's not going to be just about the thought process. It's going to be about the soul process, the body process, the rebuilding process of what we do when we let go of the restriction of definition. The very notion that we can define ourselves anyway is really limiting, because those of us without the need for definition are those of us that create better foundations because they are not rooted in ancestral untruths, in the way that we are brought up, in the way that our parents raise us, in the way that our grandparents and great-grandparents felt, that are in our fingertips, that are in our DNA, that are in our blind spots. It's all a definition. It's all something trying to tap at us and weigh us down. And what if we abolished the notion that foundation came from somewhere other than ourselves? What if we abolished the notion that our familial roots, that our parents, that our siblings, that our spouses, that our kids are defining us and creating this big blind spot of ego that we are attached to because that is what we think we are? But deep, deep down, there is a root system that exists that is not planted anywhere but in our souls and our heart's desire. What if all of us had that root system? What if all of us had that place inside of us that could be its own best friend, that could be its own subcutaneous, deeper level growth that we have not even dared tap into because we are so limited by our beliefs and we are so limited by who we think we are? I mean, the abolishment of attachment to current foundations are what could create a whole new one that could hold us so much better, because we could move a little slower and feel a little more accepted because it wasn't founded on some other belief system, be it religion or government or political or, you know, like any of it, familial. It can just be us without restriction, recreating something that is ancient inside of us that has been asking to be seen. Whoo! That's deep. That goes deep. That's slow. That's Taurus. That's whoa. There is so much love here. And if I nourish myself, and if I just let go of the notion that I'm already who I am, which is so limiting, and open up to, but I could be, fill in the blank, then why does this always happen to me? Becomes a non sequitur. It becomes nothing. It loses its power because you're you. Nothing always happens to you. You choose you. You choose what happens to you. And then we slowly start to take accountability for the way we sabotage ourselves so that we can fall into that age-old definition we've used for ourselves that has completely outgrown itself, says Uranus, that says, hey, come over here. Let's play hide and seek. Go look for that other part of yourself. And then Jupiter will reward you and say, look, bitch, this has been here for you all along. Isn't that silly? Isn't that silly? You just weren't looking this way. We didn't know how to give it to you. Because you weren't looking here. You weren't looking over here. You were looking over there. Sometimes just a perspective shift, sometimes just a simple head tilt in a different direction of our lives can hold answers that we never knew were possible for ourselves. We just have to be willing to let go. We just have to be willing to work with new building blocks. that weren't given to us by our parents, that weren't given to us by our education, that weren't given to us by our thinking selves. It was given to us long, long ago when everything was ancient and nothing was solidified. It's a whole new world. Uranus wants to show us that. Let's rewrite some chapters. Let's rewrite some books and tales that we've told about ourselves, and let's start climbing a new path. Let's start climbing a new mountain that has its own set of, you know, hardships and growing edges and growing pains, but also at the end of it, bring something new. And isn't that why we're alive? Is to experience and to hold ourselves as something sacred. That's high road Taurus shit right there. Thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, follow, whatever platform you're on. I love the support. I love the comments. Reach out if you need any astrological support, a tarot spread. I got you. And I look forward to connecting with you guys next week. May the big changes that come this week set us up for the next week of even bigger shifts. Take care and be well.